Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 147, season 6, and today's date is July 12th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I will talk about the First National Bank of Chicago, and I will talk about my memories and the history of this establishment. Also, I will talk about past posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. I won't go through all of them, just the ones that stood out of the rest of them and became very popular from my fans and followers. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Velaments, sugar-free mints. And here is a commercial from 1977. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
I love sugar, but not in a mint. I want my mint cool and refreshing. Now there's Velaments. They're new. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint.
So fresh, they take your breath away.
New Velaments took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velaments.
New sugar-free Velaments. You really taste the mint. Three refreshing flavors.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Velaments. The woman that spoke in the commercial, that is actress Kathy Lee Crosby. You remember her. She was the co-host of that TV show in the early 80s. That's incredible. And I think it was with John Davidson and Frank Tarkenton. And that was a good show. It ran for a few years. She, as far as I know, I don't know if she's still acting. I haven't seen her lately on television. I guess she retired. Also, Velaments is still made. I have not seen them in the stores, so I know you can order them on Amazon, or maybe it's in Europe. I have no clue. But I remember buying this mint when I was in high school. They came in three flavors. I think it was cinnamon, spearmint, and peppermint. I think peppermint was the most popular. But then there was another flavor called choco mint. I remember that one. That was pretty good. It was good candy. Excuse me. So that was fine. And well, if I see it again, I'll buy it. But breath savers, I buy those. So that's still around. That's the same thing. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about the First National Bank of Chicago and some past posts on my Facebook page on Vanished Chicagoland just for the past couple of weeks. I'm sorry I mentioned that in the beginning. Before I begin, I want to mention two things. First off, I had an appointment in the hospital to do an ultrasound on my legs because they've been swollen a little bit. A lot of people feared that I had a blood clot or something, but I'm doing fine. So I should get the results today or tomorrow, but it's due to a medication I've been taking for the past year, over a year, that is. It's the Orgovyx that prevents the PSA to rise because of my prostate cancer. But I'm doing fine. I'm still cancer-free, and we'll see what the doctor will say. That is my urologist. So hopefully they'll contact me and take care of this problem. I hope it's, like I said, I hope it's not serious. Second of all, today is the 43rd anniversary of Disco Demolition that happened at Comiskey Park in Chicago. I posted a photo just now on my social media. There's a picture of me in Athens, Greece, visiting the Parthenon. I did not attend the Disco Demolition. I had no idea what was going on. You know, I was in high school, sophomore year. So my mother, me, and my brothers, we went on a vacation to Greece. My father didn't come. He stayed behind because he had to work. And we visited relatives, and we did visit the Acropolis, which was fun. And so when I... a friend of my brother's wrote a letter to him and says, this is what happened. And I didn't pay attention to it. But when we came back in late August, they told us all about it. And I knew a lot of kids from my class at Bogan High School attended it. And they had a ball. It was a mess. Someday I might talk about that. Someday, you know, someday I will talk about Disco Demolition, but not today. So we'll see. All right. Now let's get started. First off, I will talk about the First National Bank of Chicago. It had it was also called First Chicago Bank. So here we go. So it was the bank was founded. It traced back to its roots in 1863. And it was, the founder's name was Edmund Aitken. And he was a banker, and his partners invested $100,000 to take advantage of the National Banking Act of 1863. So that's where it first started. And so it was called the First National Bank of Chicago, or the First. And then it merged with other banks, like one for the Union National Bank in 1900. And there were some investors, most notably Marshall Field. And it was one of the first banks that survived the Depression, you know, in the early, like in the early 30s, 1930s, that is. And it moved, you know, where the bank is now, it wasn't originally located there. It was, I think, like 38 South Dearborn. It was like a block away. So, let's see. So the headquarters that we do know now, of course, it's not called First National Bank now. It's called Chase Tower. It was the tower. And that's located at 10 South Dearborn Street. It's a 60-story skyscraper. And they started building that around 65, 66, where that was the location of the Morrison Hotel. You know, I'll talk about that hotel someday. And they demolished the hotel in 1965, and then they started building the skyscraper, and it opened in 1969, and it became, and that was called First National Plaza. And it was, and then let's see, First National Bank, and then it went through a lot of transitions and all that, and then in 1995, it merged with the Bank of Detroit, the National Bank of Detroit, and it was named First Chicago NBD from 1995 to 1998, and then Chase Bank, then it was bought by someone by Chase Manhattan Bank, based in New York, and that was bought in 1998, and then First Chicago Bank, or First National Bank of Chicago, turned into Bank One. And that started in 1998. And that lasted until 2004. And then they got rid of that. And now it's Chase. So that's part of the story. You know, my parents had an account at First National Bank of Chicago. They had other accounts in Chicago, like, for example, Talman. Remember Talman Bank? Then LaSalle Talman. And now it's Bank of America. We've had that for a long time. Which I have an account there. Also, my mother, my dad passed away in 2006, so they both had a joint account at the time was, it was Chase. But before that was Bank One, then First National Bank. And we have accounts there, too. They didn't have branches all over the Chicagoland area. That expanded later. Much later, and then all of a sudden you saw Bank One practically every suburb in Chicago, and then they converted that into Chase, okay? And but you know, there's the Plaza Tower, no, not Tower, the clock. So the plaza is now called Exelon Plaza, not First National Plaza. They changed that. And so yeah, the clock is still there. If you visit the loop, you go see the tower. And thank God they didn't get rid of it. So it's that is what is remaining left of First National Bank of Chicago. Okay, and then so that's a shame. You know, it's that logo with the number one. and all the curly stuff surrounding like that. Okay, so I'm going to play a commercial for First Chicago Bank, and this is from 1987. A lot of people probably remember this jingle, so I'm going to play it right now. Okay, so sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
A melting pot of old and new, a place to let your dreams come true. Chicago, pork bellies, the Polish delis, small fries in autumn skies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chicago, we're putting you first.
We're building side by side. Side.
We put you first, Chicago.
We're the first Chicago's bank.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for First Chicago Bank. I remember this commercial very fondly during the 80s, like that. And, you know, banks come and go. Names go come and go as well. Like, let's see, for example, Home Federal Savings, Amalgamated Bank, Exchange National Bank, also Talman. Let's see what else. Oh, Continental Bank. That's an interesting bank. I will talk about that soon because I had a very interesting history of that bank. Some people miss it, you know. All right. Right now, I'm going to talk about the past posts on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland. I will do just for the past couple of weeks. So I'll go very quickly, and this should be a lot of fun. Okay. First one, I posted this on a cover photo on my page. It was the Baja Beach Club. And that was located on 219 West Erie Street and 4401 East Illinois. And that was a very popular place in the 80s. And I went once there, the one in Illinois, the one that was located on Illinois Street. You know, that was like, remember the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise? It's the silliest movie I ever saw, but it's hilarious. That's almost like fantasy when he's a bartender and they're all flipping the bottles. So, I went once. I don't really remember much of it, but that was a big hangout. It was the end thing, you know, and it was fun. It really was. Okay, next up, I posted a photo of the Martinique restaurant that was located 2500 West 95th Street in Evergreen Park. Most famous, that was next door to the Drury Lane Theater. This place is still missed to this day. People wish it would come back. I attended a wedding there in 1989. My next door neighbor got married, and it was beautiful because his mother worked there. And my brother and I attended, and it was a lot of fun. Excuse me. Okay. So maybe I'll do a story about that. That should be fun. Okay. Next, I found a photo of a Tip Top bread truck. Remember Tip Top? That was like Mr. Big bread. And they also made Lucky Cakes. A lot of people remember that. And that was good bread, you know. But mostly it was from New York. But it was distributed in Chicago. So that's still made in Australia, I believe. But it's different. Okay. Next up. See what we got. Oh yeah, I posted an ad for Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom amusement park. It was dated July 16, 1978. That was located in Oakbrook Terrace. Some people say Elmhurst, but it's, well, I don't know, that's kind of disputed. It was next door to Dispensa's Castle Toys. A lot of people remember that. They remember the commercials on WGN TV channel 9. I never went there. I wish I did. And you remember the jingle. So if you go on YouTube and type in Kitty Kingdom, you know, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, you'll find it. You know, it's one of those jingles you can't get out of your head. Next up, I found a meat thermometer from the Bakery restaurant. And that was located at 2218 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. And that was owned by Chef Louis Smari. I can't pronounce his name. He's a very famous chef, and his famous recipe was beef Wellington. You know, I never went to this restaurant, but I think it closed maybe before he died, or I think so, you know. But a lot of people look forward to going there. It was hard to get reservations. Even people visiting to Chicago, that was the first place they wanted to go, to have a wonderful meal. He was a marvelous chef and a very colorful guy. And that's he's missed. He still misses his day. He really is. Excuse me. Okay. Next up, I found a menu from Stan Mikita's Village Inn restaurant. As you know, he played for the Chicago Blackhawks. He was a wonderful player. That was located in the Oak Brook Center shopping mall in Oak Brook, Illinois. He opened that like in the late 60s. And I heard it was very good. I never went there. So that's an interesting find. You know, a lot of athletes have, even during their playing seasons, or when even after they retired, they opened other businesses, you know, mostly restaurants, you know, like Walter Payton did, you know, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Next up, I found an old box from Dutch Mill Candies. Yeah, that goes back way back. And that their main kitchen was located at 2222 West Diversity Parkway in Chicago on the north side. I remember these candies when I was little. They said it was very good, but it went out of business about late 70s, early 80s, you know, like Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae is still around. So I heard they were wonderful around the holiday season, you know. Okay. Next up, I found a bar menu from Trader Vic's bar that was located at the Palmer House Hotel. And when I saw this menu, they had some interesting cocktails. But this is from the 50s. You know, they had some weird drinks back then. And maybe some are still made, but some are like, I don't know, all these weird concoctions. You know, I went to bartending school one time and I learned the basic cocktails, but they gave me a handbook and I looked at all the recipes, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun, you know, practicing like that. Okay. Next up, I found a receipt from Crocs and Bertano's bookstore, the famous bookstore in Chicago that was located on 29 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. The funny thing is, when I posted this, all the people were looking at is the sales tax. I know people complain. I know. I understand. You have my sympathy. And but this is from way back, long time ago. But it's a cool find, you know. And there are not many items from that bookstore. You know, I still miss it to this day. I used to go there all the time in the 80s on my lunch hour. Next up, I found a photo of Marshall Field's department store in Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie. And this was in the 70s, and that looked real cool. I loved that. And when I posted it, it's like, oof. It's Macy's now. So, but it was, they said it was a beautiful store. It opened 1956, I think, at Old Orchard. Yeah, that's a shame. Okay, next up, I found another receipt. This was a guest receipt from the Magic Pan restaurant. Oh, what they made those wonderful crepes. I've never eaten there. Never. But people still miss this to this day. They miss this restaurant. It was wonderful. They had wonderful recipes. Last I heard, there was probably one in San Francisco, which originally came from there. But I could be wrong. I don't think it's the same. No, but they... I wish it came back. I wish it would come back. You know, that'd be cool. Next up, I found a shopping bag from Cub Foods. Now, Cub Foods is still in business in Minneapolis. There's a few locations. I also heard there's one store in Freeport, Illinois, way up north. There is one there. But there were a lot of them in Chicago. I remember the one near where I used to live in Burbank, Illinois. I think now it's a Best Buy. And also in Bridgeview, where it's a Walmart now, I believe. So my mother shopped there all the time. And I remember they had everything in bulk and it was in barrels. And it was a good store. I liked that store very much. I did. It's a shame it left the Chicago area. Okay. Also, a couple weeks ago, I did a podcast episode about the defunct rides at Marriott's / Six Flags Great America. What I did is posted a photo of the Z-Force roller coaster from the 80s, and a lot of people either hated it or they loved it. It's divided. So I've never ridden that one. You know, I went into detail on that episode, but I posted the commercial. You can find the commercial on YouTube. So people still have a lot of fun memories of that roller coaster. They really do. Okay. Next up, I posted this a photo of South Suburban Safeway Lines commuter bus. My father used to take this bus when he commuted to the Conrad Hilton Hotel. He worked there for many years, you know, because we lived in the Roseland area. And it had two routes. One was it went through on Martin Luther King Drive. It used to be called South Park. You do that, and it was like an express bus. Also, it was on the Dan Ryan when it opened. So you would see the sign on the front and say Dan Ryan Flyer. And we do that. And I liked that bus very much. It was based in Harvey, Illinois. That's where the bus barn was. I think it was the headquarters there. It traveled all around the South Suburban area, also in the south, the city limits in the South Side. And I remember where you put the fare box, and there was like a wheel go. It went down for like about 2-3 minutes, and it was kind of cool to watch. But I like that bus very much. You know, we miss it. It was very, very economical. It really was. Okay. Next up, I put a photo of the River Oaks Theater, in Calumet City. It was located at the River Oaks Shopping Center. The theater opened in May 30th, 1969, and the famous one of the famous photos of that theater is when Star Wars opened in 1977. There was like a long line, and a lot of people remember that particular incident. You know, and I only been to River Oaks once a long time ago, probably in the 80s. You know, and theaters, I don't remember seeing the theater, but I remember going to the mall. The mall's still there, but it's not the same. It's changed over the years. The theater was torn down eventually. I don't know exactly when, maybe in the 2000s. And now there's nothing. That's a shame. Okay. Next up, on the 4th of July, I posted a photo of an ad for Sport Mart, and it was a very colorful ad. People remember that. I remember the commercials. There were the one location I remember was at Noclon on 95th Street and Cicero. Well, 96 really, and I think that was Nelson Brothers. Remember that? And that went out of business a while back, you know, but I remember the commercials from the 70s and 80s. It was a good story. Whatever, any sporting good item you want, they had it. Anything you want, which is wonderful. Okay. Next up, let's see what we got. Last week I posted a video. I connected my VCR to my big screen TV, and I had to buy a lot of connections. Well, just one big one. And I fixed it. I'm so nostalgic about VCRs. I really am. And I have some tapes, so sometimes I'll play it. And when I demonstrated it in the video, it worked. You know, it looked very clear, you know, like that. It depends how you recorded it, but it looked nice, you know. And so I'm keeping it because they don't make VCRs anymore. I think they're refurbished if you order on Amazon, you know, and maybe they'll make a big comeback because I know CDs are making a comeback. And first was vinyl. So hopefully it'll work. You know, I hope they come back because maybe they'll make it like state-of-the-art quality of VCRs, you know, that is compatible to now to 4K TVs. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Okay, the other item I posted was a pencil from the Scottsdale Bowling Alleys. Now, that bowling alley, I went there all the time, also at Fort City Bowl, Bowling Center in Fort City Mall. And I used to bowl there a lot when I was younger. I remember the video games. I saw Ms. Pac-Man first. Yeah, I saw the video game Pac-Man there, and I played there. Also, Ms. Pac-Man came later, you know. Maybe I'll talk about Scottsdale Bowl someday. That'd be fun. Okay. Next up, here's a postcard from the Pickle Barrel Restaurant, and that was located at 1423 North Wells Street in Chicago. They had other locations. I think there was one in Park Forest, Illinois, on the south. Also in Howard Street and Western, there was one there. There were others, but I never went to this restaurant. And the postcard shows a barrel full of pickles piled up inside, you know. And I heard they were good. They really were good. And the food was good. It really was. And, you know, there's another story I can discuss. That would be fun. Okay, and let's see what else. I had another Creature Features ad that this past Saturday, and I think it was the first time they showed the 1956 movie Godzilla. Now, this movie is edited into the American version, and because the original, I think, was released in 1954. But in the American version, they it seems like Raymond Burr, famous for Perry Mason, he played the reporter Steve Martin. They added him, and then they added the movie, you know, and make it Americanized. And, of course, Godzilla. But it became a big hit. It really did. And I remember watching it, but I never seen the original, you know, the Japanese version, which I heard it's very interesting. But they got to have subtitles because they speak in Japanese. But we all know the one with Raymond Burr. In that movie. And so that premiered on Creature Features on July 8th, 1972. You know, and Godzilla is still a very popular monster figure. So let's see. Next up, I found another receipt. This one is from the Steinberg Baum Company. They had stores in Chicago. One was at 63rd and Western, I think. And there was one in Niles and Joliet and Harvey. And I'm trying to think what else, where else. And when I was little, I remember the catalog. I remember seeing that. According to news reports, the founders embezzled money from the company. I don't know the whole story. Maybe I'll do a story about that. And they fled the country. Some said South Africa, Rhodesia. They just took off and gone. And that went out of business. So that was a scandalous event that happened to this company. And it seemed like it was a good company. You know, their toy catalogs were very popular. There's a few I have on file. And I post their Christmas ones. That is, so they're very nice. Okay, next up, let's see. I posted a photo of the Spiaggia, I can't pronounce it, a restaurant. And that was located at 980 North Michigan Avenue on the second floor. They had the Cafe Spiaggia, but then they had the restaurant. And I heard it was a very popular place. I never went there. And you had a beautiful view of Michigan Avenue and probably the lakefront, maybe the lakefront. I'm not sure. This is the food was wonderful, expensive, you know, pricey. And it closed about last year, which is a shame, you know. And who knows, maybe I'll come back. But I heard it was wonderful. So we need more places like that in the city, you know. That's what makes Chicago wonderful, you know. Good food. Okay. Next up, I found a very rare thing. It was a red and white blue yardstick from Polk Brothers Appliance Store. Oh, we all miss a store, you know. And yardsticks, I don't know if they still make them. No, I still have one. And but this was, you know, it was like bent, you know, and like carpenter's use. So it was beautiful. And this probably came out around, well, the Yardstick probably around the bicentennial era from 1976. You know, that was, but we still miss that store. Remember the Santas, the snowman? I have a few items out here in my house that we bought from there. So that's nice. Okay. Let's see what else. I guess that's it. Okay. That is all for the posts that I posted on my Fan of Chicagoland Facebook page. And was exhausting. Okay. So that'll be all for today. So I'll do a recap of what I've discussed on this program. I talked about the First National Bank of Chicago, which is First Chicago Bank. Also, I talk about the post, the past posts of the past couple of weeks on my Fan of Chicagoland Facebook page. Once this is published, you can find them on any podcasts available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, also Amazon Music. Also, I have a I have a YouTube channel called Van Chicagoland Stories. You can care to listen if you'd like. And it'll be ready about this morning. I mean, later on today, that is. Excuse me. Also, I'll do another podcast for TV Oblivion. That's my other probably this weekend. And I'll do another Van Chicagoland Stories podcast as well. Probably Saturday or Sunday. We'll see. Okay. So this is Pete Costanza, your host. Van Chicagoland Stories. Thank you again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the program. So I hope to hear from you soon. And bye-bye for now from me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. So take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.